Today's Masechta Gittin Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to begin on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom of Mimoy de Rabbi Yossi Ba'oimer Imru. We discussed yesterday that the Mishnah says that if somebody specifically appointed somebody to write a get, whether it's two people or three people, the Mishnah discussed what does he mean. Does he mean I want you to be the people to sign the get? Does he also mean I want you to be the people to write the get? So the Gemara said, if we're going to say that it only means I want you to sign the get, but it doesn't mean I want you to write the get, that means that those people that the husband speaks to could go ask someone else to write the get. So we asked, Rabbi Yossi teaches us that the halacha is that mili lo mimsrin l'shliach, that if somebody asks the shliach to do something, he can't give that job over to someone else. So if shot in the mission is that when a husband asking people to sign the get, all they meant is the signing, not the writing. The writing they're going to ask someone else to do, how will our mission to follow be consistent with Rabbi Yossi teaches us? So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yossi is Maida, he admits, that in a situation of Omer Imru, that when the husband specifically told these people, I want you to ask someone else to do it, even Rabbi Yossi holds throughout Shas, Damili loy mimsur l'shliach, he'll agree that this is acceptable. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Mi moide Rabbi Yossi ba'oimer imru, does Rabbi Yossi really hold that way, that when the husband explicitly asked the Aiden to do it, it's acceptable? Vatanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ksav soifer ve'eid kosher. The Mishnah says the words, if the soifer writes and the Aid signs, it's kosher. Very difficult Mishnah. You only have 1/8 signing. So Rabbi Yirmiyah explains the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chsam Soifer Shnina. What it means is not just that the Soifer wrote the get, what it means is that the Soifer signed together with another eight. So what is the Mishnah teaching us? Vamar Rav Chizda says that the Mishnah is teaching us that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosihi. Doma Mili Lemimsur L'Shliach. Which means as follows. As the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, but we'll say it already now. What is the concern here? The concern is as follows. A husband asks two people to ask a soifer to write the get, and they should ask other people to sign the get. And as I sort of mafarshim explained, signing a get, it's hard for us to believe, is a kibbut. Just like signing a ksub is a kibbut, signing a tanoim is a kibbut, signing a get was considered a kibbut. The Edom are now concerned that the soifer is going to be offended. To write the get, you ask me. To sign the get, you ask someone else. So the Edom who were asked to sign the get, the Shlichim who were asked to sign the get, will go and ask the Soifer, because they're worried about his honor, that he should sign the get. But he wasn't the person that the husband asked. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, we're following the opinion of Rav Yossi, says Rav Chizda, that Aid can't ask someone else. Mili lo mimsur l'shliach. So there is no concern that the Aid is going to ask the Soifer to sign, because the Soifer can't do it if he doesn't hear directly from the husband. But if we're saying now that if the husband tells the Shliach, you tell the Soifer I asked him to sign, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that that's an acceptable situation, so we have a problem. Why is the Mishnah so simple that the Soifer could sign? Because he would only sign if he heard directly from the husband. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not true. We're saying now that if the husband asked the Shliach explicitly to sell the Soifer to sign, he may sign. So why wouldn't we have a concern? Let's learn the Gemara inside. Vam Rav Chizda, Masni Samani, who is the Mishnah following? Rabbi Yosihi. Dama Mila Le Mimsur Shliach. So we never have to worry that the aid on his own is going to ask the Soifer to sign, not what the husband wanted. Ask the Gemara. Isak Daitach. Moide Rabbi Yosihi Ba'oim Imru. The Rabbi Yosihi agrees that if he was explicitly told to do it, he can give over the job. We could have a real problem. We could have a real disaster. What's the disaster? The zimna de amru l'shnayim. We could have a case where a husband tells two people, imru l'soifer v'yichtoif, asks the soifer to write the get, u'leploini l'ploini v'yachtimu, and asks these two individuals to sign the get. However, u'mshim ksufa the soifer, we're worried that the soifer is going to be upset, chayshi u'machtimi had mechanech sadi, only one of the people who was supposed to sign signs, and the Soifer Ba'adayu. But this is not what the husband said. The husband never asked this. So if it can never happen, because the only person that can ask the sofer to sign is the husband, so we have no problem. But if Rabbi Yossi is saying that it could happen, even Rabbi Yossi, so why do we allow a sofer to sign? Answers the Gemara. Kivan da mamar, since as we're going to learn soon, the halacha is that this is acceptable. Kosher v'loy sasakein. It's kosher, but it's not proper to do this. So it's b'yisrael l'shchich. It's something that's not going to happen. And by mitzvah l'shchich, we don't make the zeros. Ask the Gemara, very similar Gemara. V'leichish, in the previous Gemara, the husband asked the shlichim to point other people to be Edom. In this Gemara, the concern is, maybe he's going to tell two shlichim, ask the sofer to write, v'atem chasoimu, and you yourselves should be the ones to sign. And again, v'asli hanach mishum ksufa the sofer, and these people who are supposed to be the ones signing themselves, because they're concerned that the sofer should not be insulted, or machdalei l'sofer b'chad minayu, they ask the sofer to be one of the witnesses, or ba'aloy amahochi, the husband never asked this, so why are we not concerned? Says the Gemara, the reason we're not concerned is not because it can never happen. It could happen. Because Rabbi Yossi maybe does hold that if the husband explicitly asked the Edom to do it, they can do it. The Shlichim to do it. But since it never happens, we don't have to worry about it. So Tosfos and the Ramban ask a simple question. Why isn't there another concern? We know throughout Shas there's a concept of Eid Mipi Eid, which we call hearsay. That if somebody sees something, and somebody says, I saw this and this happened. And he tells me, I'm not a kosher witness. Only the person himself who saw the event could be a kosher aid. So the question is, how can we ever have a situation where the husband asks Edom to point other Edom? Isn't that Eid Mipi Eid? So the Ramban answers very simply. He says, where is there concern Eid Mipi Eid? Where we're talking about testimony, somebody comes and says he saw something. So if he comes and says he saw something, there's a concern that he has only the person that saw it, not that I heard him say what he saw. He was not talking about witnesses who saw anything. He was talking about witnesses signing the get to make the get a valid get. That is not a situation of AMPA. It doesn't make a difference if they sign or the other one sign, and that's why it's not considered AMPA. Says the Gemara, all the questions that we ask today are answered if we follow, as the Gemara has said twice, that this is something that doesn't happen, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. According to the Mandam, that if it's possible that somebody should appoint Shlichim, and they could tell someone else, so why are we not concerned that the Sofer was really never asked to be an aid, and the Shlichim are only asking him to do it because they're concerned about his honor? Mayik Lamema. Ella says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Tati Oma. Rabbi Yossi says, Mili lo lemimsur l'shlich, as we learned in the previous year, that if somebody asks a shlich to do something, he certainly doesn't have the ability to ask someone else to do it. Furthermore, Rabbi Yossi holds that even if when the husband asks the shlichim to do something, he says you could give over the job to someone else, it's unacceptable. So I saw that the Ramban, and Ramosh explains the words of the Ramban, asks, it's hard to understand. If the husband explicitly, when he asked the shlichim to do it, said, you know what, you could give the job to someone else, why should Rabbi Yossi say it's not acceptable? What's wrong? The husband gave them the authority. So he answers like this. Ramosh explains the Ramban beautifully. We go back to the concept that we spoke about so much at the beginning of the Masechta. The first halacha in Gittin is that a get has to be written l'shma. What does it mean a get has to be written l'shma? That when the sofer writes the get, and when the Edom signed the get, they have to know that the husband, this is what the husband wanted, that they're carrying out his wishes. If the sofer or the Edom did not hear it directly from the husband, they only heard it from somebody giving a message from the husband, that isn't l'shma. L'shma means that I am 100% sure this is what the husband wants. I could only be sure if I heard it from the husband himself. If I'm only relying on somebody carrying a message, that isn't l'shma. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that Imru Oimer, even if the husband told them, you could designate whoever you want, it wouldn't be acceptable in Hilchos Gittin. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yossi regarding Mila Lel Mimser L'Shliach, but he doesn't agree with him by Imru Oimer. There he holds, and that's how he explains the Mishnah, that if the husband gave the Shlichim the opinion, the authorization to carry it further, they may. Gufa, now we repeat what we speak about what we spoke about before. Gufa Amr Shmuel Amr Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Yossi, the Halach follows like Rabbi Yossi, Dama Mila Lel Mimser L'Shliach. We can't give over, if a shliach is appointed, he can't give the job over to someone else. Amar lefanu Reb Shimon b'Rebbi, Reb Shimon said to him, Miachash Reb Meir, v'chanina ish oina, chalkin Reb Yossi, since they disagree with Reb Yossi, ma ro Rebbi lo mekalok Reb Yossi, what does Rebbi follow the psaka Reb Yossi? Amar leishtoik benishtoik, please remain silent. Lo reisis Reb Yossi, you obviously never saw Reb Yossi, because il mole reisai, had you seen Reb Yossi, you would know nemukai imai. Rabbi Yossi's line of reasoning is always very solid, and therefore the halakh always follows Rabbi Yossi. So I saw a fascinating tshuva for Rav Moshe based on this Gemara. Rav Moshe in a tshuva, I guess he writes to his family, that he doesn't want that they should ever write, they should ever do a kitza igris Moshe. That just, they should prepare a sefer to go through all the tshuvas is difficult. There should be a sefer that just synopsizes, summarizes his Piskei Halacha. He says, I don't want that done. And he explains why. He says, if you learn my tshuva, he says, this Rav Moshe, whoever knew him with his anivus, his humility, says, I don't know necessarily I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham that knows all the Shas, that knows all the Shulchan Aruch. He says on himself, certainly I didn't know all the tshuvas for him. Those that look at the tshuvas of Rav Moshe know he doesn't quote tshuvas for him very often. He says, but I try to learn, and I try to explain my opinion. So if somebody sees my tshuva, and he sees my reasoning, he could see that it's a sound reasoning, or he could see it's not a sound reasoning, and then decide to follow it up psak. But if you're just going to extrapolate the tshuvas without the psak, without the basis, then there's no nemuka imoy. And he quotes our Gemara, that the whole basis of following someone's psak is because nemuka imoy, you see that he has sound reasoning. Without the sound reasoning, the tshuva doesn't really have much value. Says the Gemara, the Tanya Issa ben Yehuda Yemayna Shifkin Shel Chachamim. Issa ben Yehuda spoke about the different talents of different Chachamim. So Mefarshim asked, is that an appropriate thing to do, sit around and speak about other people? So one pshat that I saw is he did it after they were no longer alive. So it was like a hespit. Another pshat is he was doing it to learn from them, how we should learn from them. Another pshat that I saw from the Divrei Shol, from Yosef Shol Natanzon, beautiful pshat. Every person has different talents. Every person has different strengths. And that's what he was saying. Everybody has their own strength, and we have to take those strengths and use them. So the first person he spoke about was Rav Meir. Chacham, Rav Meir is a big Chacham, the cipher, and he's also a cipher. So I sort of Mefarshim ask, if Rav Meir is a Chacham, the Gemara is calling him a Chacham, so the fact that he's also a cipher, that he knows how to write, is that something that's in the same issue that we call him a cipher? So I saw a beautiful pshatim. The Gemara says that Rav Meir was a cipher, but he was such a tremendous mind that the pasuk says, "Va'fapecha yeshiru negdecha." We just discussed the other day when somebody writes a sefer Torah, it's filling mezuzas, he has to have another sefer Torah in front of him to copy from. Rav Meir was so brilliant, he remembered everything by heart. So when he wrote something, he could write it from by heart. So Mefarsh explained, typically, somebody who's a very sharp mind isn't strong in the memory issue, in the memory talent. Rav Meir had both. He was a chacham, he was a big lamdan, and also sofer, he had a great memory. Along the same lines, I saw another pshat. Usually somebody who's very big talmud chacham, it's hard for him to be mitzamtzim himself, it's hard for him to be organized. Here Rav Meir was on one hand a chacham, brilliant, but he also had the ability to write his chedusha Torah. He was able to organize himself and write chedusha Torah in a proper way. Rav Yehuda chacham l'chashir tzah. Rav Yehuda is a chacham when he wants. Here too, the Mefarshim say many pshatim. What pshat chokum l'shiyetza? So Rashi explains he could be patient when he wants to. So Meretz Chayitz explains pshat like this. He says all of us in life have different situations. Sometimes we have tough days, and a day that we have a tough day, it's hard to learn. It's hard to concentrate. Reb Yehuda was able, he says, to be so strong that he always able to learn, no matter what was going on in his life. Chacham l'chashirtza. Whenever he wanted, he was able to learn, because he was able to overcome different pressures. In fact, I saw a tshuva based on this Gemara from Yitzchak Zilberstein. He says, let's say somebody has two doctors. He has a medical issue. He wants to discuss with two doctors. One doctor is a bigger doctor, but he's all over the place. He has a lot of pressure. The other doctor may not be such a great doctor, but he's very calm and you could speak to him. He suggests, the first thing he says is, here you see, don't put pressure on a doctor. He says, but sometimes it's not you putting the pressure on him. He says, it may be better to go to the doctor with less, who has less things on his mind, but he could think calmly than the other doctor. There's another pshat that I saw in this Gemara, from the, well, pshat Chochem Shirtz, so we know that the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh Medabrim. He always had the first right to speak. So Chochem Shirtz, whenever he wants to speak, he has the right to speak first. The Seif HaVoidus HaGreshuni says another pshat. He says Rabbi Yehuda did not have an official position in a shul. He says a very interesting pshat. He says a rabbi has to speak every Shabbos. So if you have to speak every Shabbos, not always are you going to have a successful speech. He says Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to speak every Shabbos. He picked and chose when he wants to speak. So he only spoke when he had something good to say. Chacham. He's always a chacham because Shiyitza. He only spoke when he wanted to speak. Reb Tarfon, Gal Shalagoyzim. Reb Tarfon is like a pile of nuts. So I saw, what does Gal Shalagoyzim mean? So Rashi explains that if you have a pile of nuts and you take out one nut, all the other nuts fall down. He too, when he was asked the question, was able to answer from all areas, Shas, Halacha, Agarata, and everything fell into place. But then I saw another very nice pshat. Egois is the Gematria Toiv. They both are Gematria 17. V'ein Toiv, Ela Toira. Reb Tarfon took his Toira like an egois. When you have a nut, you don't get to the nut part right away. You have to crack the shell. To be able to get to the Toira, you have to work. You have to crack the shell, and then you get to the Toira. Reb Yishmol Chanos Miuzenis. He's a closed store, which means that in his store you could find everything. Another pshat that I saw in Chanos Miuzenis is that it was closed. He didn't show off all that he knew how to learn. Reb Akiva Oitzabolim, the way Rashi explains Oitzabolim, was Reb Akiva first spent his years learning Kol HaTorah Kula, just amassing knowledge, and then he organized it afterwards. Rav Yochanan Nuri Kupas HaRoichlim, all different spices. He had all different areas of learning were available to him. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Kupas Shel Besamim, also similar. Mishnas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kav V'Noki. So first I'm saying Pashup Shat Kav V'Noki is you don't find many halachas from Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but V'Noki, whenever you do find him quoted, we follow his opinion. Another pshat that I saw is that a kav has in it four loigim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a master of pardes, pshat, remes, drush, soid, the four areas of Torah. Another pshat, the Mashal says, the kav, it was a gematria 102. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned 102 times in Shas, and all 102 times that he's mentioned, the halacha follows his opinion. And the third pshat that I saw many mefarshim say this pshat is as follows. The Gemara discusses in Masechet Pesachim two qualities a Rebbe needs to have. On one hand, Loyal Mishana Odom L'Tamida B'Derek Tzara. A Rebbe has to speak succinctly. On the other hand, a person always has to speak B'Loshin Nekiya. That's why the Pasuk says, Ashaloi Tahira, instead of Tameya. But sometimes these two requirements contradict each other. If you want to speak succinctly, you can't always use the nicest language. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was able to incorporate both requirements. Kav, he was very succinct, but Naki, he was always able to keep his language very clean. Rabbi Yossi, as we said before, that's how we got into this Gemara, Numuka Umay, he always has sound reasoning. Rabbi Shimon, Toichen Harbe Umay Tzikima. Rabbi Shimon means Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, grinds a lot, but he loses a little. What does that mean? Tana, Meshach Kimi only forgets very little. Or Mash Maitzi, and what he does forget, Eina Maitzi El Subin, is really the brand, it's not the significant part. The Cain, Omer of Shimon Tamidav, Bonai, Shana Medesai, follow me. Shemedesai, Trumas, Matrumas, Medesai Shem Akiva. I learned from Akiva, and I was able to sift out the best of what Akiva had to teach. So we go back to what we discussed at the beginning of the Shir. Gufa. If the husband tells two people, ask the sofer to write the get, and ask these two people to sign the get, it's kosher, however, it's inappropriate. If this is an acceptable situation, why should it not be done? Answers the Gemara. We're concerned that the wife, if the halacha is that the Edom who are appointed don't have to be the ones to sign, they could ask someone else to sign, where there's always a concern that the wife is going to tell two people, you go tell another two people to sign. And since, as the Gemara is going to teach us, they're not doing that very themselves, so they don't feel so bad about it. And then we'll have a get that was done very unacceptable. The wife wrote the get, which we know, and the wife just trying to get out of the marriage. Mich sinan, asked the Gemara, is this a concern? V'tanya edem chesud ma'asitei mekach, edem that are signed on a bill of sale of a field, v'get isha lo chashkom l'davazet. We're not concerned that this was a trick that the wife put them up to. Says the Gemara, my soloi avdi, the buri ka'amri, like we just explained. Aid them to go sign on a get falsely. People don't do that. But to tell somebody that the wife should tell somebody, you tell someone else, that is a concern. Continues the Gemara. We spoke about this case also earlier. If a husband asks two people, you ask the soif to write the get. You be the witnesses. Says the Gemara of Chizda, I'm a kosher. It's acceptable, v'loy sasa, as we explained earlier. Rabbi Bachan amakosh v'tasa. Rabbi Nachman amakosh v'loy sasa. Rabbi Sheshes amakosh v'tasa. Rabbi amakosh v'loy sasa. Rabbi Yosef amakosh v'tasa. We have a whole slew of opinion. Vikadapachu, some change the opinion of who holds what. We learned in the Mishnah. Im l'sar kisfuget. If somebody told 10 people write a get, 10 rabbanim, so we learned in a braisa. Im l'sar kisfuget. If a husband tells 10 people, you write the get, the tenula ishti, and then deliver it to my wife, the halacha is, echad kaisa l'yedei kulam. He meant that only one of them has to write the get. So ask the nesivis, why is this not a situation of breira? He asked 10 people to write the get. What is the halacha? He meant one of you 10. So why isn't this a situation of huvra adovra l'mafreya? Now we retroactively know that the person who actually wrote the get was the one that I meant all along. And we know specifically by the Raisa, we passed him that ain't brayer. We discussed this many times. Answers in the Sivis. He says, here it's not a situation of brayer. Here it's considered a minu shlichus. What does minu shlichus mean? He says that the person who writes the get is in the place of the husband. Shlucha shaladim kamaisai, and therefore it's not an issue of brayer. He's me, he's an extension of me, and that's not brayer. However, if the husband used the words, Kilchem ksuvu, all of you write, then the halach is echad kaisa b'mamet kolam. One of them writes, but they all have to be standing there. I saw machloikas achroinim, if in this situation, where he said kulchem, if all 10 of them could participate in writing the get, everybody will write a different word, a different line. Some paiskim say they could do it. Other paiskim say that that's not acceptable. One has to write it, just all of them have to stand in there. Another case, halacha get l'ishti, if he says, take this get to my wife, one of them of the group has to deliver the get. But if he used the words, kolchem alichu, he used the word kolchem, then the halacha is echad moilich b'mamet kulam, one of them delivers it, but all the rest of them have to be there. Ask the Gemara, b'ayluhu, mana oisamahu, he started counting them, he said, you and you, he didn't say kolchem, what is the din? Rav Huna Amar, if you started counting them, it's not kolchem. Rabbi Yachim, Mishim Rabbi Loza, Mishim Rabbi Loza, the Minroim, Amma Manor Kolchem. Amra Papa, Veloy Pligi. Hadam Mana Kula, Vahadam Mana Mitzasai. So the way that we try to explain the Gemara is like this. If he count, let me just read one more line. Amra Lela Haigisa, Vamra Lela Haigisa, which means like this. If he, the first Lashon holds like this. If he counted them all out, that means he wants all of them to carry it. He mentioned everybody by name. If he only mentioned some names, so there we say that what happened was that originally he wanted everybody to carry. Once he started counting the names, he said, this is too much, and therefore only two will have to carry it. The other side holds like this. If he mentioned some of them, so obviously the ones that he mentioned, he wants to carry. But if he mentioned all of their names, since he didn't say the word kolchem, the Gemara, the Mishnah is teaching us, only when the word kolchem is used is the halacha that they all have to carry. Here where the word kolchem wasn't used, only two will have to carry. Says the Gemara, asking Rabbi Yehuda, the Gita, so Rabbi Yehuda said, made the following rule, that if somebody gave direction that a get should be given, and there were many people there, so in order that there should be no question of what his requirements were, he said that in the get, it should be written what he requested. Ask Rabbi Yehuda Begita, the Kilchem, when there were many people there, Kilchem Ksuvo, or Kilchem, either he meant all of you, or Kol Chad V'Chad Minchayim, or he meant some of you. Similarly, Chasaymu, when he spoke to many people about signing, again, we have to detail in the get, Oy Kilchem, that he meant all of you, or Kol Trey Minchayim, or just two of you. Avilu, again, when he spoke about who should deliver the get, Oy Kilchem, Oy Kol Chad V'Chad Minchayim, did he mean all of you, or some of you? Omer of Rava, so Rava says that this could lead to an issue. Zim de Gozloy le Debure, we have to write out the entire sentence, but he's not going to write the whole sentence. Vom Kulchem, the cipher who has to add this into the get is supposed to write that he meant only some of you, the whole sentence. He only writes the word Kulchem. Vele Oma Kulchad Minchayim. So when I look at the get, I see that the get says Kulchem, that all of you have to be there. But I see that only some of them are there, and I'll think that the get is not a good get, when actually the get is a good get. Vassal of Sule, I'm going to think that the get is not a good get because it wasn't, the instructions weren't followed, when indeed the instructions were followed. Elam Rava, therefore Rava said, Ksula, Ksuva Kochadmcham, Ksuva Kotremenachem, Avil Kochadmcham. Don't write a whole sentence, just write the specific instructions that were given for this specific get. Hanu Lachoyma, Hanu Lachoyma, Hanu Lachoyma. Says the Mishnah, Misha Ochs Kedaikis. We're going to learn soon in the Mishnah, the Gemara, what this disease comes from. Vama Kisra Get Lishtin. And he says, when he's in this situation, write a get from my wife, Loi Meklum. His statement is meaningless because he's not in a stage where he could give direction. Mefarshim asked that we learned in the previous parak that you're supposed to say Kisvu V'tnu. Here he only said Kisvu. So many were showing him, the Rajba says that that's what the Mishnah means. We don't have to say it again. We already spent a lot of time that he said Kisvu V'tnu. But I saw other Mefarshim, the Ksav Seifer says like this. We would think that all he's asking this person to do is write. So maybe for writing, even though he's not well, he could still have the ability to appoint a shliach. Teaches us, even for writing alone, this person isn't a person that could appoint a shliach. Omer Kisvu Get Lishti. Let's say somebody said, write a get for my wife. V'achzu Kedaikis. And then after he gave this direction, he never got sick. And then while he's sick, he says, no, I don't want to get written. And vice versa, says the Taz. What happens if somebody gave directions when he was sick? And then they wrote the get, which they shouldn't have, as we just learned. And then by the time they finish writing the get, he, Baruch Hashem, gets better. The Gemara is going to tell us what his refu is. And he says, I meant it. It still won't help. Since when he appointed the shlichim, he was ill, that appointment is meaningless. Continues the Mishnah. Nishtatik. Somebody never lost the ability to speak. And we ask him, do you want to get written? And he shakes, he nods, yes. We test him. And we see if he's of sound mind. When we ask him questions, and if he shakes his head in approval, if he nods in approval and shakes his head in disapproval to the right questions three times each, it's a proof that he knows what he's doing and we can give a get. Most Rishonim explain, this heter that our Mishnah is speaking about is only to a person that became a deaf mute. Any other situation, like somebody who's a kedaikis, we cannot rely on this. Ask the Gemara, my kedaikis, what is kedaikis? Om Shmuel, the Nachsi Chamra Chadat the Matzarta. He drinks fresh wine right off the wine press, which is very strong, it can make him ill. Ask the Gemara if that's what it means. Why doesn't the Mishnah say V'lishni Misha Nashi Yain Chodesh? Why does the Mishnah say somebody drank new wine? Answers the Gemara Hak Mashman Daruche Kedaisa Shema. That this person, that where does this disease of Kedaikas come from? From this disease. L'mayin Nafkamina L'kameya. That if you write a Kameya, You have to be able to identify the disease and what it came from. So you have to know. Ask the Gemara, my asusei, what is the refuah for somebody who has kadaika? And as the Mefarshim explained, the kameya is not a perfect refuah. It only will help take away the symptoms, but it won't completely heal him. What will heal him? Bisra sumka gumri, to eat lean meat that was grilled for chamra mark and wine. Amar baya, amarli aim. My mother told me l'shimsha basyuma. If somebody was exposed to the sun one day, kuz demaya, he should drink a measure of water. Bas trei yoma, if he 2 days, he should have sukuri. He should have his blood let. Losa yoma, if he was exposed for 3 days. Again, beer that was heavily diluted, and that's how the Gemara brings this in, because it's the same refuah that you gave for kadikas. Somebody who is exposed for a long time, he should bring a black chicken, cut him open, and they should shave the middle of his head, and put the chicken on top of it, leave it on top of his head, add the misrach until it begins to smell. Then he should go into water up to his neck, add the chalish amalei until he becomes very weak. And then he should go out and sit down because he's very weak. Viloy, if he can't do this, lechel karsi, he should eat leek. Velinkus for lake b'mayat savari, then enter water up to his neck. Ad the chalmish omele, again until he gets very weak. Velemid, veleslik, velesiv, and then he should go out. Lishimsha, brisra sumka, agumre, we spoke about this before. Vechamra malka, letalga, if somebody was exposed to the cold, what he should do is bisra shumra, he should eat fat meat, agumri, that was put on gold, the chamer chaya that wasn't diluted. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda chasida ki amitzaron lebei reish gelusa. Rav Chisda, Rav Amr chasida, when the people from the reish gelusa's home wanted to bother him, have a magnet law tilga. They used to put him in the snow. So Farshim asks, how did he allow himself to be put in the snow? Why was he put in the snow? So one pshat that I saw is that he went to sleep in a room. And then they opened up the windows in the room. And the windows were very high. He couldn't get up to close them. And he was exposed to the snow, to the cold. Another pshat that I saw, very interesting pshat. The Gemara says that Rav Amram Chasida was in a place, and they brought women to that place. Rav Amram was very concerned that he may do something inappropriate with those women. So what did he do? He said, he wanted to get people to come. And if there were people there, he wouldn't do anything wrong. He said, he called out, Nu Rabbi Amram, there's a fire here. As soon as everybody heard him announcing, Nu Rabbi Amram, there's a fire here, everybody came to run. And because everybody came to run, that prevented him from doing something wrong. So now they made fun of him. You called the fire. Your hat, we're going to make you cold. We're going to put on the snow. We're going to expose you to snow. Amram Chasidus, says the Gemara, have similarly bei resh galusa, have a magnet on the telga. They used to expose him to the snow. Lemacher, the next day, so he got sick. They asked him, my nichle lamar, the laisile, what do you want us to bring you? Om a kol hani damina lehu, whatever I'm going to ask them, api mapche, they're just going to bring me the opposite. Om lehu, so he told them, we learned before that somebody who is exposed to the cold is supposed to get fat meat and diluted wine. So he says, give me bisra sumka, give me lean meat, v'chamra markan, diluted. Isolate inner, he knew they were going to bring him just the opposite. Isolate inner bisra shmeina gumri, they brought a fat meat, v'chamra chaya. So the Mefarshim discuss that from here we have a raya that somebody is allowed to lie if he has no choice. Because he was saying what he didn't want. But because he had no choice, he was allowed to say something that's not true. Another pshat, he said he wasn't lying. He really would have liked to eat bisrishmeina. He would really like to eat fat meat. He just wasn't allowed to eat it because of his health situation. Shama Yalta, says the Gemara, Yalta heard about his disease. Omaile lebe mesusa, she took him into the bathhouse. Omaile b'may lebe mesusa, and she put him into the bath. He was so sick that the water in the bath, Vavadoma, what he called it, it turned into blood. The Kai Bisri Pshiti Pashat, and his flesh had blotches on them. Says the Gemara, again, here we're dealing with people who became sick and what they need to do to break the fever. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef is asked Burchaya. Rabbi Yosef, they made him work on a mill. Rav Sheish is asked B'kshuri, they made him carry beams. Omer, they said, G'doy l'malachash mechamemes esbaleha. By working, you get hot, and the heat that you work breaks the fever. So the Gemara says a beautiful pshat. He says, didn't the Gemara just say that if somebody gets a cold, he should eat the meat, and that the meat, whatever type of meat, fatty meat, lean meat, will heal you. So why do they have to work? Why don't they just eat the meat? So the Gemara says, when a big part of eating is also seeing the food. Seeing the food is a very important part of eating the food. I guess that's what presentation is all about. He says, Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheshis were blind. So eating the food wouldn't be for them a piece of advice, because they could only eat, they can't see. So that refuah wouldn't work for them. They had no other choice but to use a different device to break the temperature, and that is by working hard, which will cause them to perspire and break the fever.